so things fall apart. Do you know how to defend yourself using a Coupaton, pepper gas spray, or Taekwondo techniques? After spike training, you will. What about how to enter a securely locked installation or vehicle? After spike training, you will. What about street confrontation shooting? Or how to organize the virtually untrained into force multipliers? Or caching techniques to secure valuable and sensitive items on your person, within structures, and in the field? Or combat assault rappelling? Or instinctive shooting? Or something as simple as knot tying and rope making? Well, after spike training, you will. And I have only mentioned a few of the subjects covered only up to phase 6. Go to bogrites.us, that's bogrites.us, or avrn.tv to arrange to receive your 12 phases of spike training. Single phase downloads are also available on the site.
Food prices have increased over 40%. Energy prices have increased over 20%. Wheat and gas prices have increased over 70%. What's going to be next? Do you see these trends reversing or even stabilizing? All fiat currencies have always failed and collapsed their economies on their way down. The Roman Empire, China, France, Argentina, Finland, Mexico, Russia, Zimbabwe all tried fiat currency and all collapsed into chaos. Meanwhile, the dollar has lost over 97% of its gold value since 1971, when an ounce of gold was valued at $35. If your assets are in paper, you are in danger. Protect your assets with gold and silver. Visit Discount Gold and Silver Trading at DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com, or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. Protect yourself and your family.
If you have a heart condition and emergency rooms and medical doctors are not an option, you need our emergency heart attack kit. 5 concentrated liquid formulas enter the system in 60 seconds to protect your heart muscle, strengthen heartbeat, increase circulation, relieve pain, and make breathing easier. When seconds count, you want all the help you can get with our emergency heart attack kit. Easy to use and portable in a 1-pound compact kit for your purse, briefcase, or car. Call Apothecary Herbs now for your emergency heart attack kit toll-free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at www.thepowerherbs.com.
Is this a sovereign nation? or just a police state. You better look out, people, before it gets too late.
All right. Welcome to the Frank Report. I'm your host, Francis Steffen. You're listening right here on American Voice Radio Network. It is Wednesday, June 16th, 2021, and it's just about to turn 9 minutes after 2 p.m. Pacific time. So if that's about when it is where you're at, we're live. Being live, that means you can participate in the show if you'd like to. Go to AVRN. That is short for American Voice Radio Network. Yeah, why do I have to say that? Because every time I say AVRN, somebody says, AVRN, is that what you said? Yeah, because that would make sense, wouldn't it? Seeing as how this is the American Voice Radio Network, yeah, I get people don't hear well. Maybe you don't speak well enough. But God, you got any critical thinking at all? The network's name is American Voice Radio Network. Why in the hell would I say ABRN? Come on, man. Yeah, I know, it's a little thing. And I shouldn't get upset. I wouldn't if it was once or five times or 10 times. But it happens all the time. I don't know. Maybe people are just trying to piss me off. Maybe that's it. Who knows? But I just... AVRN.TV. You'll see the chat room button over there. And don't be afraid. Oh, well, never mind. Because I know you can't help it. Land of the free, home of the brave. Yeah, I wonder where that is. Anyways, let's get to some news straight up, because there's nothing else to really talk about, because you already know everything, don't you? Right? You know everything, right? You got it all figured out. You're going to fix everything by voting in the next election. Yeah. Well, that's all I hear everywhere. Oh, boy, them Democrats are in big trouble come 2022. Sure they are. Hey, I got news for you. You're not going to make it to 2022. Okay? You don't get it, do you? You really don't get it. And I'm talking to every one of you listeners out there. Now, I know there are exceptions. You guys actually hunkered down, going through your stuff, making sure what's good, what ain't, supplying. Getting ready, man, because you do know what's coming. But you are a minuscule minority even among AVRN listeners. Do you understand that? Most people who listen to this network sit there nodding their head all day long. Yeah, yeah, yeah. You go, Frank. You go. But they never lift a finger to do anything. They don't have stored food. They don't have water. They don't have arms. They don't have any plan. They don't talk to their neighbors. And I'm not saying you gotta be pals with your neighbors. Listen, neighbors are like family, okay? Look at it that way. You get to pick your friends, all right? And your friends can live 3,000 miles, 10,000 miles away. You can have friends anywhere. And they're your friends. You picked them. They picked you. You're pals. Family? Yeah. No. We're told, well, you gotta love them. Okay, maybe I do have to love them, but I don't have to like them. And I certainly don't have to hang around them. And neighbors are exactly like family, except, you know, no blood relation. And I suppose when they move, they're no longer your neighbors. Like, well, family, when they die, they're no longer family. You know, they're dead. But there's a lot of similarities between neighbors and family. You're stuck with them. They live there. You live next door. You live in the same neighborhood. That's the way it is. They're allowed to be there, and so are you. So it would make sense to at least know who they are. I mean, at the very least, you know, just so when things do go completely down the toilet, you don't have your neighbors shooting you because they don't recognize who you are. Oh, gee, I didn't know you were the neighbor. I've never seen you or talked to you. I didn't even know who you were. Sorry about killing you. Oh, well, wait a minute. By then it's too late, isn't it? So you see, it's in your own benefit to let your neighbors know who you are. And hey, that's about it. From that point on, it's up to you, man. How much information do you want to share with your neighbors? That's up to you, just like it's up to them. You want to let them know what you're about? Fine. If you don't, fine. In my opinion, the only thing you need to let your neighbors know is, hey, if you ever need help, you come and ask me, and I'll help you if I can. Now, if you want to go as far to tell them, but I'm not barbecuing with anybody. I'm not going to any get-togethers, and I'm not being sociable. But if you ever need any help, you let me know, and I'll help you if I can. That's my view of neighbors, because they're like family. Look, I don't have to like my family, but they're still family, aren't they? Now, let me ask you. Does anybody out there have anybody in their family they really, really just don't like? I'm sure you do, unless you don't have much family. But if you got anybody over maybe 4 or 5 people, there's going to be somebody in there you probably really just don't like. Doesn't mean you hate them. Doesn't mean you want anything bad to happen to them. It just means you don't like them. I don't like you. I don't like being around you. I don't like hearing your voice. I don't like talking to you. But there you are at the family reunion. What are you going to do, right? Well, if it's my family reunion, drink a lot of booze, get in a big brawl, and call the police. That's that's what you do. But hey, in normal families, you just grin and bear it till it's over. And then you go home and talk bad about, you know, the other family members you didn't like. And it can be that way with neighbors. I'm just trying to get a thing across to people because I really have come to know that people really think, well, geez, you know, if I don't like my neighbor, or if I don't agree with my neighbor, or if I don't something about my neighbor, then, you know, they have a lifestyle I don't like. They do things I don't like. I don't like them. Okay, but they're still neighbors. And if there's a neighborhood emergency, disaster, incident, hey, the neighborhood is every neighbor's responsibility, including yours. So, you know, you just got to buckle up and grin and bear it and team up with your neighbors to deal with the problem and then go back to doing what you were doing when it's over. You don't have to be friends. You don't have to barbecue with them, okay? But you should at least, and this is the at least, be able to recognize them. Like when you see them, know, okay, that's my neighbor from wherever, over there, whatever. And for them to be able to recognize you. Because once things go bad, you don't want any mistakes, okay? Because mistakes could mean you die. You don't want that if, you know, you can avoid it, I guess. Unless you do want that, and then, hey, enjoy, I guess, is all I can say. Anyway, here's something. I don't know. I think this is pretty good news. And I hope you listened to that last thing there before Melody. Okay, Behind the Riots, it's called. Because the bottom line is, see, you folks are being propagandized, which is no surprise, seeing as how, you know, and they fact-check this and say, oh, no, this didn't happen. Yes, it did happen. I was here. I watched it happen. I reported on it. During Obama, during the omnibus bill, they got rid of the prohibition for the federal government to propagandize the American people, period. You know, those prostitutes over at Snopes can say whatever they want. They're nothing but propagandist liars. Not to mention some very deviant people, but hey, wouldn't you have to be? And do you see how things go when Satan gets a hold of somebody and really turns them bad, like, you know, Snopes? You know, here's a husband and wife who decide, hey, let's make it our business to fact check things. Okay, so they do, and they go about their thing, and they're liberal scumbuckets anyway. So there they are. Oh, they get rich, they get famous, they get big time, and then what happens? Well, the husband dumps the wife and goes marries a prostitute. And now that's who's fact checking for you. Some whore. Yeah, great. Hey, why not? We've got one for vice prostitute, so, you know. You see a pattern here in America, do you? Well, all is not the pattern. See, the pattern is what Satan's doing, what the leaders are doing. But what are the people doing? Well, here's a indication, because you're never going to get a report out of the mainstream media about anything like this. Nickelodeon, you know, the children's cartoon, basically, well, it's a kids network. It's for children, Nickelodeon. Well, their ratings have dropped. Not just a little bit either. They're like they're on the same trajectory as CNN. They've lost 2/3 of their audience in the last 4 years. 2/3. 66%? You've lost 66% of your listeners? I mean, your viewers? Your children? 66% of children are no longer watching Nickelodeon that were before. I wonder why. Oh, here's why. Here's why. See, and here's the real numbers. They've gone from 1.3 million average viewers per week. Okay, 1.3 million average viewers per week. And that has dropped down to 372,000 per week. Hey, if you've got a business out there, and you're in it to make money, and that's why you have your business, in other words, there is no moral directive with your business. You're not doing it to help people. You're not doing it because the country's collapsing. You're not doing it for any other reason other than, I think I can make money selling this stuff or doing these services or whatever. And I have no problem with that. I've got nothing wrong with that. Don't get me wrong. I'm not saying, oh, you got to have a purpose. And No, you can just be in business to make money because you got to have money to live and do things. So I get that. And Nickelodeon is just that. It's a business. They have no moral foundation or anything or directive. They're there to make money. Now, they do have a communist agenda, but, you know, that, well, I don't even have to say seems to. That actually, literally, hey, AOC, see, this is the time you can actually use the word literally. You know, when something actually happens, yeah, that's what literally means. Not things that go on in your head, okay? That's not literally, you stupid little Puerto Rican girl, okay? Maybe you should have learned English a little better before you came to America, huh? So, two-thirds. Two-thirds. So, I guess, literally, the communist agenda is in opposition to making money. Being a successful business. Well, and staying in business. I mean, anybody out there got a business? Let me ask you, could you survive if you lost 66% of your customers? Now, some of you could. Because you keep your costs low and you got a buffer there that you can do that. But most don't. Most keep their margins pretty tight. Because most have to compete with other businesses. From what I know, Nickelodeon isn't the only television channel out there. I'm guessing because, you know, I don't really have cable or satellite or anything like that. But I did it one time, and unless things have drastically changed, Nickelodeon was not the only television channel out there. So they actually do have to compete. Now here comes the problem. Why did they lose 66% of their viewers, which are mostly children? And, of course, pedophiles. See, pedophiles like to watch stations like Nickelodeon, okay, because there's children on them. All the shows have children in them. So pedophiles really like Nickelodeon too, okay? Pedophiles and children. I wonder why. Oh, wait, here it is. Here it is. Yes, that's right. Because they've been pushing the LGBT WTF content. Yeah, that's right. That's what they started doing 4 years ago. They started doing that, started pushing the homo agenda, the freak show of transsexualism, or better known as Satanism. Yep. And 66% of the people that watched Nickelodeon said, I don't want this crap. That's pretty encouraging, I think, don't you? What's not encouraging is 33% of the parents out there think that's just fine. Yeah, let's brainwash our kids to think that just because you have a penis doesn't mean you're a male. Wow. Well, I guess I'll just add that to the Santa Claus and Easter Bunny and Tooth Fairy lies that parents tell their children. You know, you might want to look around the world and say, I wonder if maybe lying to our children about every damn thing that we can think of to lie to them about maybe isn't such a great idea. I don't know. It's just something to consider. Because it doesn't seem like it's worked out real well, does it? Okay, so you all out there, and maybe you all don't, you know, listen, I got to explain this again, because I know people get butthurt real easy these days. When I say you and them and whatever, look, if it doesn't apply to you, don't get upset about it. Don't think, oh, hey, you know why you're upset? Because you know it's you. Because if you know it's not you, what are you upset? Hey, when you're walking down the street, it's Eddie and Bob, good buddies. And somebody screams, hey, well, let's say they're not even good buddies. It's just Eddie and Bob. They're walking down the street together. They don't even know each other. They're walking down the same sidewalk. And somebody says, hey, Eddie, you're an asshole. Now, why would Bob get upset about that? Nobody called him a name. They weren't talking to Bob. They were talking to Eddie. So you know what? If it doesn't apply to you, don't take it personally. Because I'm not talking to you. I'm not talking about you if it doesn't apply to you. I don't know you. How can I know all the listeners? But I'll tell you what, another thing, if it does apply to you, be insulted, get mad at me, good for you. Because I'm mad at you too, so we're even. Some of you out there, at least, still think Fox News is the, oh boy, there it is, it's Fox News. Let me look at all the prostitutes on Fox News. Oh boy, this is like watching porn, this is great. Yeah. And that'd be okay if they were telling the truth, but they're not. But they've got you buffaloed into thinking they do. Fox 26 reporter Ivory Hecker, I keep wanting to say heckler. I'm seeing an L in there where there isn't one. Was suspended today. Yep. After announcing live on air that she had decided to come to Project Veritas for what she described as pure corruption at the Houston affiliate. She said the station's actions are an affront to real journalism and claimed leadership prioritizes corporate interests over the viewer. Bad news, Ivory. They have to. You realize if you're a publicly traded stock company, you have a duty, and I'm talking a legal obligation, okay? Understand, legal obligation to put corporate interests over the viewer. They don't have a choice. If they don't put corporate interests over the viewer, their stockholders will sue them. And they'll win. Hecker obtained recordings of her superiors telling her to prioritize the opinion of the station's general manager and the company's CEO above that of the audience. Hecker says, quote, what's happening within Fox Corporation is an operation of prioritizing corporate interests above the viewer's interests and therefore operating in a deceptive way. Now, that's true because, see, most of you don't realize that if you're dealing with a corporation, they don't have a legal choice but to put corporate interests over yours and everything else for that matter. She also obtained audio of Fox 26's vice president and news director, Susan Schiller, telling Hecker to quote, cease and desist posting about hydroxychloroquine on social media. Hecker interviewed Dr. Joseph Varon, MD, Chief of Critical Care and COVID-19 Unit at United Memorial Medical Center in Houston, who told her of his success using hydroxychloroquine on certain patients. Hecker says the viewers are being deceived by a carefully crafted narrative in some stories. And therein lies the problem with Fox in some stories. They got Tucker Carlson, and they might have another host on there that actually tells about 90% of the truth. So you all think you're in a safe place. Oh, I can watch this channel and everybody tells me the truth. No, you're wrong. It is by design. Because look, any liar has to tell you some truth or you're never going to believe it. You understand? Look, I know most of you are not liars. So maybe you don't know. But the most successful lie has about 90% truth in it. It's the old adage of take the nasty, terrible tasting medicine and put it in some sugar. You're still getting nasty medicine, and today, poison, but it tastes good, and you don't realize you're being poisoned because it tastes good. That's what Fox News is doing. You see, CNN is far less dangerous because everybody knows they're lying scumbags. But some of you are still deceived into thinking that Fox News isn't. And I'm sorry, they are. They're just better at it. You are being played like a violin, folks. And you don't have anything to do. Okay? Because we don't have the organization to do what everybody'd like to do. But what you can do all by yourself, you don't have to ask anybody, you don't have to get in a group with anybody, you don't have to do nothing except say, no. No, I'm not paying any more taxes that I'm not lawfully liable for. No, I'm not getting permission and permits and licenses to do things that I have a right to do. Oh man, come and get it if you think I broke the law. Because you know what? The Supreme Court says I haven't. Hey, nobody is liable to pay taxes they don't actually owe. Nobody is required to get a license or a permit to engage in a right. You just don't know what your privilege, you don't know the difference between privilege and right. And you know, it's not all your fault. I can say that, but I'm not really blaming you because, well, I'm partially blaming you. I mean, if you're over 30, I'm blaming you. Because by then you should be adult enough to go maybe check things out. You should have some kind of feeling in your bones that this ain't right. So, things turned radical behind the scenes, according to Hecker, who recorded her superior, Lee Meyer, as they judged the newsworthiness of a story based on specific demographics. On one occasion, a Fox 26 executive said that a, quote, poor African-American audience wouldn't care about Bitcom stories. Have you ever noticed the so-called anti-racists are always the one telling us black people are too stupid to understand Bitcom, black people are too dumb to get themselves any kind of identification to vote, black people just are too damn stupid, they can't do this, that, and the other thing, we got to do it for them. Have you ever noticed that it's always the white liberals that say, oh, you're the racist? Well, you know what? I think black people can do anything I can do. I got friends that don't believe that. But I don't care. I believe it. Now, yeah, okay, look, white people, black people, Asian people, every people, there are people in your community, in your race, breed, whatever you want to call it, that are mentally deficient. Okay, they have a problem. They can't learn. Everybody, that ain't on race. That's, you know, and yeah, maybe a race has a higher percentage of those people. But I'll tell you, a lot of the problems we have, folks, are based on poor nutrition. I mean, you could do a whole, well, anybody who wants to do the research could do a whole show every day on that. Nutrition is extremely important. Why do you think everybody in America's got a big fat belly walking around? Huh? I mean, look around. Men, I'm guilty too. I'm losing mine though. I gotta say, mine was much bigger. My belly was a lot bigger. And it's going down, I'll tell you how too. Because I really haven't done anything, you know, I haven't exercised more, which I should. I haven't done any of the good things like that I ought to be doing. But what I do is I have with my morning coffee, which I do not put sugar and cream in. I used to, but no more. And I get good coffee. And yeah, it does cost me more, but, you know, it's worth it. And look, it's only a couple of cups every morning, so I can see my way clear to spending the extra money on it. And I put, now, you can also do this with butter. Butter's actually the original, I think, bulletproof coffee thing. But what I use is I use raw, unrefined, cold-pressed, organic coconut oil. And I put about, a rounded teaspoon of that in my mug of coffee every morning. And that's really the only thing I've changed in what I've done. And I'm losing my belly here. So those of you out there that want to try that. Now, look, it doesn't happen right away. It took about 6 months before I started noticing, hey, man, wait a minute. My belly doesn't seem as big. I had to go look in the mirror and say, well, it doesn't look as big there either. So doing nothing else different, I'm going to have to credit it with that. So take it or leave it for what it's worth. And, you know, if you want to do that, give it a try. Anywho, so let's see where we are here. Heckler said the decision to shy away from these topics was not made in the interest of the public good. Oh, wait a minute. That's what their FCC license is dependent upon. You know that, don't you? Of course you didn't know that. Because unless somebody tells you that, how would you know that? I mean, how many of you go through the FCC regulations every day? Well, let me check the Federal Register, make sure they haven't changed anything. Yeah, how many of you do that? I don't even do that, okay? And I do go into the regulations quite a bit. But I don't even do that. So how would you know? But that's how I found out. Oh, I was looking for something else about the FCC. You know, as a matter of fact, years ago, I did a lot of extensive research on the FCC. Their authority, their jurisdiction, how they came about, how everything goes. Because I was a micro broadcaster. I still could be, but I gotta mess with my equipment a little bit to do that. But so I figured, you know, I need to learn about my enemy before I step on the field of battle with them. You know, I mean, gosh, I want to know what kind of weapons they got, right? So I did, and I learned quite a bit about the FCC, which I'm not going to get into now, but one thing I did learn that didn't apply to me, but I, you know, you read through the FCC, you're going to find, hey, that doesn't apply to me. It's kind of like the tax code. Boy, I've learned a lot in there that doesn't apply to me. I've learned a lot that does, but there's a whole bunch that doesn't, but I still know it because I couldn't help it. It was right there. So the public good is why they have a license. Okay? Because there is no other reason, no other justification to allow these people to do what would otherwise be unlawful. Oh, unless, of course, the airwaves are kind of like free speech and they're protected by the First Amendment. You don't really need a license. Yeah, unless there's that. Oh, because you know the IRS says you don't need a 501c3, which is actually a license, okay? You don't need that. as a church. If you're a church, you're automatically exempt. They say so. It's not me. It's the IRS that says so. Why? Well, because religion is protected by the First Amendment. In the very, very same sentence, with the literal same protections as the press and free speech. So, hey, one would figure, well, golly, if churches are automatically exempt because of the protections of the First Amendment, well, the press and free speech obviously must be exempt from taxation also because they're protected by the same protections in the very same sentence. Right? Huh. I wonder why not. But anyway, rather than the public good, in line with the leadership of Fox Corporation and Fox's advertisers, one of which is the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. Have you noticed how many government-funded ads there are in the mainstream media? And I'm talking about radio also. See, I didn't realize this. I'm bringing it to you the minute I realized, and I didn't read this either. Melissa got a radio from Goodwill, and she was trying it out, okay? And so she got, you know, we don't get great reception, and it's a clock radio, so it doesn't, you know, its antenna is like an inch long or something. So it doesn't get great reception, and we only get a couple of channels. But one thing I noticed on all three of them is I heard nothing in 5 minutes straight. Nothing but government ads. Yeah. How does the mainstream media stay alive? Advertising dollars, folks, that's how. They're being subsidized by the government. And in turn, the government is telling them, hey, now that we've sucked you in, like any good heroin dealer does, now you're going to have to start paying. Or we're going to pull all the ads and you're going to go out of business. Because we've already put all your advertisers out of business with this bullshit pandemic. But the media doesn't care. I mean, look at CNN. Look at Nickelodeon. Dumping 2/3 of their viewers, and yet they're still in business. How does that work? Well, how it works is your government is subsidizing them. That's right. Hecker says there's a narrative. Yes, it is unspoken, but if you accidentally step outside the narrative, if you don't sense what the narrative is and go with it, there will be grave consequences for you. Fox came at my throat for standing up against censorship. Heckler had a call with Fox 26 earlier today in which she was asked to return her reporting equipment to the station. Ivory's mother, Renee, has set up a crowdfunding support page for her daughter at the Christian website giveandsendgo.com. Fox 26 Houston has reported through a company spokes thing. Fox 26 adheres to the highest editorial standards of accuracy and impartiality. This incident involves nothing more than a disgruntled former employee seeking publicity by promoting a false narrative produced through selective editing and misrepresentation. Sure it is. Sure it is. I don't know how many of you listen to Doc Green's show, but quite a while back, he was on something called Tommy's Garage, which was on 26 down there in Houston. Here's the problem. That particular show was more popular, had more viewers than the network show that the network was promoting. So what did Fox 26 in Houston do? They dumped the more popular show in lieu of the more politically correct toe the company line show. So don't tell me this is just a disgruntled employee. No, this is a scumbag station, okay? In a scumbag network run by little blonde bimbos who are nothing but, well, like camel hoe. All right? Man. So, if you don't think we're at Nazi Germany yet, maybe you ought to go talk to somebody who actually lived through Nazi Germany. This network's had a lady on a couple of times who was in Austria during the whole Hitler thing, and she's got some terrible stories that sound an awful lot like this. Yep, Joe Biden's administration announced their plans to create ways for Americans to report radicalized friends to and family to the government. So let's see what's happening here. Let's review. We have Joe Biden supporting Black Lives Matter, the ones who were burning down American cities for a year. But he's going to make plans so Americans can report their friends and family to fight domestic terrorism. Wow. We will work to improve public awareness, that's propaganda, folks, of federal resources to address concerning or threatening behavior before violence. Do you see how they dilute this? Now look, threatening behavior is one thing. You know why? Because it involves behavior. That means you're doing something. Okay? And if you're doing something threatening, yeah, most of the time, you gotta stop. Okay? I mean, I think everybody agrees with that. But what they do is they say concerning. Concerning? So if anybody's concerned about what they just heard you say, they can call the cops. That's what they're saying here. Ah, the official cited the Department of Homeland Security's "If you see something, say something" campaign. Yeah. Well, maybe it's time before any of this starts that you let all your friends know what happens to snitches. I'll help you. Snitches die, okay? And they don't die easy either. Nobody likes a snitch. Do you know cops? They use snitches all the time. Their favorite snitches are junkies, okay? Because they can control junkies real easy. They steal heroin from somebody else and offer it to the junkie for information, and that's how they operate. Doesn't cost the department anything, and they get information. And they don't care if it's accurate. Because the junkie will tell you anything you want to hear if you're offering him heroin. And yeah, I've seen it with my own eyes. Don't forget, I lived on the street for 7 years. I've been in I don't know how many major big cities in this country. Living there, okay, on the street. Oh, and guess what? That's where the junkies generally live, too. And that's where the cops operate, too. And that's what they do. But you'd think, well, here's a junkie feeding the cops all this information. And, hey, you know, just because you're a junkie doesn't mean you can't see things. Because just sitting on the street, you know, with your sleeping bag and your tarp, you see them. Just sitting there. You're going to see all kinds of things that you never thought you'd see. Okay? So they're great sources for information. way better than a camera. And you think, well, nah, come on, they're junkies. Yeah, they're junkies. So what? You ever been drunk? That's a junkie, except where you can't really move. Okay? Like really drunk, all right? Where you can't move, all right? But it's pretty much the same thing. I mean, unless I'm talking about drunk where you get kind of couch locked, where you can't really move or walk real well, you'll fall down and things like that. I'm not talking about the angry, mean drunk that, you know, gets crazy, okay? Because junkies don't generally do that. You know, they're pretty kicked back or they're throwing up, one or the other. But guess what? Cops don't like them. Cops don't trust them. Cops know they'll lie in a heartbeat. Nobody trusts a snitch. And you need to tell your friends. You snitch on me, you better hope they kill me. You better let your friends know that if they're your friends. Because they're probably not your friends, you just think they are. Because we got another problem in America about that. And, you know, we can blame Fedbook. Yeah, friend me, friend me, friend me. We think all these are friends. Everybody, I got thousands of friends. Yeah, no, you don't. You don't have any friends. Okay? You don't know these people. You don't know who they are. And they're certainly not your friends. See, to me, friend means something. But not anymore. Not in this world. Oh, wow, somebody clicked a button on my website. They're a friend now. No, they're not. And you think, well, yeah, but what? Are you telling me that people out there can distinguish between reality and virtual reality? Well, I don't believe that, okay? Show me some evidence that's true, because I can show you piles of evidence where people actually think that things that aren't real are real. And people always have, but now it's an epidemic. People don't distinguish between reality and what they'd like to be reality very well these days anymore. And why? Because they're being encouraged to be like that. Oh, got a penis? Not happy about it? Just say you're a girl. Yeah. And what? Oh, and what? Everybody else has to say, oh, well, Bob says he's a girl now, so, well, Bob's a girl. And we'll have to go to jail if we call him a he. So, is it any surprise people have trouble distinguishing reality from fantasy? So you go on your Fedbook, which is your life, and you have all your friends, and then you get out in the world, you drag that false reality with you wherever you go, you know. Most people. They don't separate Fedbook from real life anymore. This is really a formula for disaster, as I think you all know. So, let's see, Joe Manchin. He's a problem for the Democrats. I mean, he's a Democrat, but there's a phone call that leaked. Let's read this, because it says it has massive implications. But a lot of the times these headlines, well, they kind of puff the story a bit. So, Manchin has been just one of two Democrats, along with Kyrsten Sinema. You know, I thought this girl was, like, I don't know, I don't dislike her. I don't trust her, but I don't dislike her like I do most Democrats, because she seems to be a little different in many ways, in ways I don't like, but still. Continually say that they aren't open to abolishing the filibuster. To this point, the filibuster has stood in the way of Democrats seeking to pass all manner of insanity. Previously, I opinion that Sinema more seemed more resolute than Manson regarding her position. Well, that may have not been a good bet on my part. A leaked phone call between Joe Manson and a political advocacy group reveals the machinations being attempted by the West Virginia senator behind the scenes. Not only is Manson signaling he's open to abolishing the filibuster, but he's also targeting specific Republicans to try to get the so-called January 6th commission passed. So Manson is not the nice guy you thought he was. And no, this is a different Manson than the Manson family, although he kind of acts the same. His name is spelled different. M-A-N-C-H-I-N. I suppose I could be Manchin. So, in the leak call, ask for no labels backers to help get three more Republicans for a 1/6 commission, the January 6th commission. Tamp down anti-filibuster talk. Oppose money for electric car charging stations in infrastructure bill. Backed money for carbon sequestration and coal plant upgrades. The meeting was hosted by the group No Labels, a big money operation co-founded by former Senator Joe Lieberman that funnels high net worth donor money to conservative Democrats and moderate Republicans. Among the gathering's newsworthy revelations, Manchin described an openness to filibuster reform at odds with his most recent position that will buoy some Democrats' hopes for enacting their agenda. The call included several billionaire investors and corporate executives, among them Louis Bacon, chief executive of Moore Capital Management, Kenneth D. Tuchman. Well, I put a D there instead. Founder of Global Outsourcing Company. Wow, is that cool or what? Global Outsourcing Company. Yeah, get them damn jobs out of this country. Teltech and Howard Marks, the head of Oak Tree Capital, one of the largest private equity firms in the country. The Zoom participant log included a dial-in from Tudor Investment Corporation, the hedge fund founded by billionaire Paul Tudor Jones. Also present was a roster of heavy-hitting political influencers, including Republican consultant Ron Christie and Lieberman. So Joe Manchin admitting he's a liar to a bunch of billionaires, corporate interests is pretty on brand. For the life of me, I have no idea why West Virginians continue to believe this guy is anything other than the Democrat that he is. But he's not even a Democrat with principles, far left or otherwise. Rather, he's a throwback to the crony capitalist blue dog wing, playing harmless moderate while always seeming to find a way to go against his constituents. Man. Regardless, the implications here are huge. If Manchin is now scheming to blow up the filibuster unless he gets Republican buy-in on Democrat priorities, that puts everything in a very precarious position. And you know, I don't know about Red State. They seem to have decent stories, but they allow ads from a thing called Astroglide where they have two gay guys on here in a pornographic ad on their news site. Unbelievable. But that's the problem, folks. You throw in behind all these so-called, oh, we're Republicans, oh, we're conservative, and you know what? They're just lying dirtbags. And you fall for it every single time. But anybody telling you the truth? Well, I don't like the tone of his voice. I don't like the words he used. I'm insulted. Well, you know what? You're going to be damn insulted when you're sitting dying in a prison camp. And that's the good side of it for you. Because you might not even make it to a prison camp, okay? You wait 18 months. We'll see. We'll see in 18 months how good things are. I think there's going to be piles of dead bodies. They're going to try to blame it on the unvaccinated. But no, I'm sorry. The vaccine killed them. Folks, if you have been vaccinated, I'm sorry for you. You probably only got maybe 18 months to live. But for right now, what you need to do is go to your doctor and demand an antibody test. Yeah, go see. Because let me tell you something. If you don't have any antibodies 2 weeks after you got vaccinated, that was not a vaccination. Because you obviously need proof. Because if you went and got it, well, I'm sorry, but go get an antibody test. You'll see. Anyhow, gotta go. Thanks for listening.